When he looked at Alina, he was looking at his own weakness. Angle's words bounced around his consciousness. Passions can lead to mistakes. He had to have her. And he had to stay true to the Empire. He had to square a circle. He resolved to find a way. He went to her bedside, touched her face with his calloused hand, and started disconnecting her from the fluid line and cables.
You will be treated aboard my ship, in proper facilities.
A man's voice from behind him said,
You there! Stop! You can't do that!
Malgus looked over his shoulder to see a male nurse standing in the doorway. The man quailed when he saw Malgus's visage, but he held his ground.
She is not cleared for discharge.
The man started into the room as if to stop Malgus, but the female nurse who had led Malgus to Alina interposed her wide body.
Leave them be, Tal. They are leaving.
But
leave it alone.
Malgus could not see the fat nurse's face, but he imagined her trying with her expression to communicate to the male nurse that Malgus was a Sith. He asked Alina,
Can you walk?
Before she could answer, he scooped her up into his arms.
I can walk,
she said half-heartedly. He ignored her, brushed past the nurses and into the corridor. For a time, Alina looked into the rooms they passed, at the wounded, the dying. But soon it became too much, and she buried her head in Malgus's chest. Malgus enjoyed the feel of her in his arms, the warmth she radiated, the musky smell of her.
You are thoughtful,
she whispered. The feel of her breath on his ear sent pangs of desire through him.
I am thinking of geometry, of squares and circles.
That's an odd train of thought.
Perhaps not as odd as you think.
When they exited the facility, she saw the dozens of bodies strewn about the ground. Medical teams hovered over several, treating their wounds. Faces turned to Malgus, eyes wide, but no one said a word as he walked toward the transport.
What happened here? To these people? It was not like this when I arrived.
Malgus said nothing.
They are afraid of you.
They should be.
When they got aboard the transport, Malgus instructed the pilot to fly them to Valor, the orbiting cruiser he commanded. Then he laid Alina down on a reclinable couch and covered her with a blanket. She touched his hand as he tucked her in.
There is gentleness in you, Veriden.
He pulled his hand away from her and stood.
If you ever call me Veriden in public again, I will kill you. Do you understand?
Her smile melted in the heat of his anger. She looked as if he had punched her in the stomach. She sat up on her elbow.
Why are you saying this?
His voice came out loud and harsh.
Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
She threw off the blanket, rose, and stood before him, her body quaking.
But why are you so angry? Why?
He stared into her lovely face, swallowed, and shook his head. His anger was only partly her fault. He was angry at Adras, Angrel, the Emperor himself. She was just a convenient focus for it.
You must do as I ask, Alina,
he said more softly.
Please.
I will, Malgus.
She stepped forward, raised a hand and traced the ruined lines written in the skin of his face. Her touch put a charge in him.
I love you, Malgus.
She peeled away his respirator to reveal the ruins of his mouth.
Do you love me?
He licked his scarred lips, his thoughts whirling. Again, no words coming.
You don't have to answer,
she said, smiling, her voice soft.
I know that you do.